In volleyball, Olathe High School will host the Class 1A District 1 tournament starting Friday. Competing teams include number 1 seeded North Park, Plateau Valley, Dove Creek, Norwood, Uray, and Vale Christian. The tournament concludes Saturday with the top 3 teams advancing to next week's regional tournament. Class 2A league competition wrapped up Saturday. Paonia ended the season undefeated and in first place in the Western Slope League. They ended league play with a 4-set win over Rangeley Saturday. The Lady Eagles are seeded first going into the District 5 tournament, which begins tomorrow at West Grand High School in Kremling. Their first game begins at 9 a.m. against number 8 seeded Sirocco. Hotchkiss won their final matches of the season against Plateau Valley and Sirocco and entered district competition seeded 6th. They face number 3 Rangeley tomorrow morning. The 2-day tournament will wrap up Saturday with the top 3 teams advancing to regional competition. The district champions earn the honor of hosting the regional tournament. Also in 2A competition, Telluride faces Nucla Friday morning in the District 3 tournament at Ignacio. In Class 3A, Cedar Ridge will open the Western Slope League tournament in Grand Junction on Friday at 5:30 p.m. against Grand Valley. Schedules, wins, and losses can be tracked at maxpreps.com or on the Colorado Preps Network at coloradopreps.com. Class 4A league competition wraps up this week. The Delta Lady Panthers face Glenwood tonight at Glenwood and finish league play at home Saturday with a 3 p.m. game against Summit. In football, there are still 2 weeks remaining in Division 3A and 4A competition. Delta hosts undefeated Rifle Friday night at 7. Undefeated Montrose will try to hold on to their perfect league record at Durango, also on Friday. For the 6th consecutive year, the Hotchkiss Bulldogs claimed the win in the annual North Fork Bowl game against Paonia. The Eagles couldn't hang on to the ball, fumbling 5 times in their last possessions. Bulldog Jacob Galley ran for 166 yards and 3 touchdowns, and cornerback Hank Edwards scored 2 defensive touchdowns. Paonia's only score came early in the 3rd period on a 4-yard run by Will Austin. The final score, Hotchkiss 39, Paonia 6. Class 1A league play wraps up this Friday. Paonia will be looking for a win at Cedar Ridge after their crushing loss to Hotchkiss. Cedar Ridge is ranked 1st in the Western Slope League and 5th in state Colorado Preps rankings. This is a must-win situation for Paonia if they are to stay alive for the playoffs, which begin next week. Hotchkiss climbed to 2nd place in the league with their win over Paonia and held on to their 6th place state ranking. The Bulldogs will end league play at home against 4th-ranked Meeker this Friday. Kickoff time is at 7 p.m. And qualifying area athletes will compete this Saturday morning at the state cross-country races at the Cheyenne Mountain Stampede course in Colorado Springs. A video of the course can be found on YouTube by searching Colorado High School Cross-Country State Meet. Races can be viewed free and live at chsaa.tv, that's chasa.tv. Competition begins at 9:30 a.m., starting with the 2A girls race. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your weekly sports report.